Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian April Macy in the studio later on. Craig hasn't met her yet. She was here last summer. She's gorgeous and she's very funny. And Rich Voss said she's damaged, right?
That's the way we like them.
With to bring that up. Gorgeous, now, funny. I don't care if they're funny so
and
much.
Damaged.
She's funny. I like that. I like comedians to be funny, and she's very funny. And Petey Max with us. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook, the broadcast, the podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Somebody's listening to us via Stitcher in Portland. I just saw somebody email us for that, so thank you. And Craig, what up?
Yeah. Portland, Oregon?
Oregon. That's it.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Yep.
Waylon Jennings, Harry Nilsson, and Jim Varney.
There's a great documentary on Access about Harry Nilsson, and I didn't know as much as I thought I did. It's a really, really cool documentary. Jim Varney. Oh, yeah.
Ernest. Ernest Saves Christmas and everything else.
Ernest Goes to Camp was the best one.
Yeah, was it?
Yes.
And Vern was his friend, right?
That was where he became famous. The ice cream nationwide.
Hey Vern,
and then
and
was,
I don't think Vern
was
ever
a commercial
seen.
Spokesman, and then he was an actor. What?
Vern was completely unseen, wasn't he?
Yes,
yeah, right.
He was. You never
just
saw
talking
Vern.
To the camera.
He was always talking to Vern.
Right,
hey
right.
Vern,
I remember Jim.
Those
Varney.
Commercials became so huge as an actor, he got a job making those movies. He was also he played Buddy Ebsen's role in the Beverly Hillbillies.
He did.
Yeah. Yep. But he also did a bunch of...
He was young when he died, right? Because he smoked like 8 cigarettes at a minute, right?
In his 50s, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I recall Jim Varney doing promos for the independent TV station in Phoenix.
Oh, that's what he was. Yeah, he was a spokesperson
right.
for
He'd
years.
Say, hey, Vern, you know, the Jerry Springer show is coming up pretty soon. Things like that.
Hey, Vern.
Because he was kind of the spokesperson for that TV station. And I'm sure he did a lot of them.
Well, I keep hearing that everybody and their mother, is in an open relationship.
Yeah, we get emails all the time.
Last, two or three, holding on to your monogamous relationship.
I've tried everybody's doing it, but it doesn't work at home. Everybody's doing it. Greg does a story every day where the girl likes other women. Also, that's mine.
So you must
it's,
too.
It's always that kind.
Every news website. Has at least, for the past couple of weeks.
It works well for
one
us.
One of them has a story.
Yeah.
So I print them all out, and I submit them, and I get no response.
You just leave them laying around the house?
I just leave them laying around.
So your wife will look at it?
Right. Hoping the conversation will come up, but it never does.
But not another dude.
She has
the
to
The one I read about the most is the woman wants another woman in the relationship, and they get to hang out with you and your wife. I don't read about the two dudes. That's stupid. I never said that. That's not even what's happening. As far as I know.
That is some open relationships.
That's most of it. Most of it's swapping.
No. Most of them are, she's got a boyfriend, he's got a girlfriend.
That's what I mean, swapping.
No, not necessarily.
Well, no, they're banging other people. That's what I meant by that. I mean, they're banging other people.
They're married, but they're dating other people on the side.
Yeah, that ain't working.
On occasion. But they still love each other, and it makes their marriage stronger.
Yeah, at MSN, they have an article about reasons that you actually want an open relationship. So leave this article out for the wife to see.
Sex.
Well, it goes much deeper than that.
No, it's sex.
It goes much deeper than that.
It's sex with
somebody
different.
It goes to relationship issues.
Shut up.
goes to relationship issues. They say there's mounting evidence that more and more couples are engaged in the open relationship.
Mounting evidence.
Yes.
Everywhere.
And the rules vary from relationship to relationship. Some couples share every detail. Others do not. The important part is that there is a mutually consensual arrangement.
Yeah, you got to sit down and have a meeting and decide, do you want to know what's going on, or would you rather be blind to the whole situation? All sorts of rules. We get all kinds of emails from people who are in open relationships. We also get emails from people who tried it and it really didn't work.
And most people are not in it and don't ever call us.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. 99% of the people are not in open relationships and they never call us.
But it seems to be getting a lot of media attention lately.
Yes, it does.
I don't know if it's disproportionate.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Do you know anybody personally? Personally.
No, but...
Okay, and I know...
Well, that's not fair.
I know a lot of married... Come on, I know a lot of married people. Yeah, you would know. I know a lot of married people. I know that none of them are in... you're right. They might not share it, but I know...
They might not share it.
The ones I know well, I know are not.
Because they know that you are not.
Yeah, but they're guys like us thinking, yeah, I wish...
Yeah, but they're not going to tell you necessarily.
No.
They also know that whole...
You guys are starting to buy into these stories too much. You think everybody's doing it.
No.
And the last person they're going to share it with is Tyler.
True. Bingo. That was what
next to last. Yeah.
Then
what are you guys hiding? What's his wife's listening? Call us. You guys got something going on there? Let me know.
No.
Okay, then. You're one of the 90% that don't have open relationships. It's got to be higher than that in 92.
Yeah.
I bet it's 95, 98,
but
nine.
I'm just saying if somebody was doing it and they wanted to share, you're not the guy they're coming to.
That's not the point. The point is I know a lot of married couples that are not in open relationships.
That you know of.
That you know of. They haven't admitted it to you yet.
So some of the reasons that you might want an open relationship, according to MSN, some of the reasons that they give, and they say that it might help you avoid a breakup.
See, because a lot of these... pieces that I've read are people that are, 14, 15 years into a marriage, and they have the discussion, and then they decide to open up the relationship. It's not like they come, right down the aisle, and then after the honeymoon, they decide, let's have an open relationship.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Some of them are decided beforehand, but many after years and years of marriage.
We joke about it, but the bottom line is I don't want my wife to be with another guy, and she doesn't want me to be with another girl. So you can have your little dreams in your head or whatever your crush is, that crap. That's just normal human relationships. But most guys don't want an open relationship.
Well, they say that jealousy can be an issue.
Hello?
Sure. Of course it can.
And it could end the relationship.
With your wife banging other dudes.
Yeah, slightly.
Jealousy can be an issue. Slightly. However, they say that one of the most surprising findings of a new study on consensual non-monogamous relationships or open relationships was that couples in these relationships are significantly less jealous than monogamous couples. You would have to be. Meaning that being with just one person doesn't actually prevent jealousy, but in fact, you and your partner might be less likely to act jealous if you engage in an open relationship, and as a result, less likely to, cheat, they call it.
Now, but don't you think... That's kind of the, I think people that are less jealous are the ones that get into it. I think the less jealousy has already been there.
From what you read, you have to work through it.
That's crazy.
From what you read, you have to work through it. There is a lot of communication going on. And they say that having an open relationship improves your communication in the relationship.
If you're being totally
open and honest about one part of your relationship, who you're having sex with, why and how it's going, you're much more likely to be willing to talk about other things openly as well.
All right. Well, let's have Ken talk about it.
Who are you banging, Ken?
I'm not doing it. My cousin, who lives in New Mexico, her and her husband have been married for about 8 or 10 years, and about 3 years ago, they brought a younger guy into their relationship, and it's like they call it polyamorous
polyamorous.
Also, the dude's the dude is gay, bisexual.
I'm guessing so.
Okay, they brought another dude in. Is it sex altogether?
Yes.
All right, that's the one I wouldn't want.
Yeah.
Because I'm not bisexual.
You need a sandwich or a nap.
No, I'm not a bisexual. No, but I think this sounds like they're all in a relationship together.
Yeah, it does.
So it's just another dude's there involved, too, for that matter. So the girl's
So it's my cousin, the girl, and her husband, and their boy toy.
Man, their boy toy.
And it gets even better.
Okay.
My cousin met her husband when she was his teacher.
Oh, and they never got busted. It was.
Oh yeah, she got busted. She can never teach again anywhere in the U.S.
That is interesting, and they're all open about it. Obviously, if you know about it, everybody knows about it, right?
Yeah, she just came out. Oh, it was probably 3-4 months ago to her 85-year-old mother, who's staunchly Republican.
Yeah, well, I would think that even 85-year-old, no matter what side you're on, you might not. But why even bring it up with your 85-year-old mother at that point? You know,
I don't know.
She's going to kick it.
Everybody else in the family knew about it except mom.
All right. Have you met the boy toy?
No, I never have.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
He's like a high school senior.
Well, she's a little younger than me, so she's like 48, 47.
Okay.
And her boy toy, her husband, is like 10 years younger than her. And this other guy is like 10 years younger than him.
So do you know for a fact if the husband and the boy also have sex together? The boy toy, I should say, not the boy. Do they have sex?
I've never seen it, but
you assume.
Just looking at both of them, yeah, the whole family assumes.
They assume that he's bisexual, the husband. I got it. All right, thanks, man. Yeah. All right.
Hey, no problem. Bye.
Whatever right. swings in New Mexico.
There you go.
Sounds like she has a type.
Give up your cousin.
Yeah.
What, one's 20 years younger than her?
Yeah, yeah.
30 years younger than her?
They took their wieners out.
That's because you got two of them running around. That's why. Okay, that's not the threesome we want. We want the girl toy to be in the relationship. Imagine that.
See, but I don't think that's your typical.
That's not typical.
That's not your typical open relationship.
No, but it's still... Polyamorous, right? Polyamorous. Yeah. In a situation where the guys get involved with each other, you know.
Yeah, would that by definition be polyamorous?
I guess it would be because she's dating two. Usually the polyamorous is a guy and two girls. And this is, what was the name of that sitcom? Looks really good. Never did watch it, but.
You, Me, Her, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. My Two Dads.
No.
No.
Three's Company.
No. They were not back. Paul Reiser and Evan, whatever his name, they weren't banging on that show.
Greg Evigan.
They were not banging. That was a wholesome show where they both tagged her mom at the same 24-hour period and never wanted to know who was the father.
And ended up rooming together.
And raising her, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rooming together.
That was crazy.
Was mom ever in the picture?
No, she didn't watch the end of that series, so who knows?
Was mom dead?
Yeah, she was
she might
dead.
Have been dead.
Mom was dead.
That's how that whole thing
that
started.
That way they couldn't ask her, because all they do is ask her who's the father.
Or get a DNA test.
Maury would have been around at the time that he brought those two on there.
Yeah,
and the show would have lasted, and the guy that wasn't the dad would have said, I'm out. That's the key about that one.
I don't want to live with you, Greg Evigan.
Did that stick to the tape?
She's not my daughter. She's your daughter, so I'm out of here. You're right. That's what would have happened there. I never got that show. Even back in the day when it was, even then there was DNA test. Even then you could find out.
Yeah, it was the 80s, not the
maybe not DNA, but there were blood tests. So right away you could find that out. They never talked about that.
Though there were real life situations where someone might have had two dads, they were gay, and the broadcast world was not ready for that.
Oh no, they weren't ready for that. This was a way to. That's a good point.
To introduce two dads,
right?
But they're not gay. That's very important. They're two dads. They bang the mom on the same day and.
Yeah, it had to be the same 24-hour period, or maybe 48 hours.
But they're not gay.
That's the way it happens on Maury, where the girl has sex like three or four people in like a 24-hour period. It brings out eight guys, and none of them are the dad. I've seen that one. I've seen the episode where the two guys weren't the dad, and then she thought it was a third guy, and he wasn't the dad. And they were all on the show, and it was like, what the hell? I know she was a sexual enthusiast. I'll stick with you guys on that one.
Of the highest order.
But, yeah, that means at least four dudes banged her within 24 hours or 48 hours. Well, and the guy that didn't show up must have been the dad.
You know he was watching, though.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was hoping that he would win.
Damn.
Oh, damn, he's not the dad. Damn, that must be me.
Damn.
Yeah, they somehow squeezed 60 episodes out of My Two Dads.
Really?
Yeah. I had to look it up. It was 3 seasons, 60 episodes.
What year was that?
87 to 90.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With 27 appearances from Dick Butkus. I forgot he was on that show.
Well, why wouldn't he be on that show?
I was on that show.
That's half the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, I forget what his character was, but I remember now that he was on that show.
Can you picture the two of those guys poking each other in the chops?
No.
Ugh. Be like sticking your arm in a backed up sink.
What? I like Paul Reiser.
Did you bring up the French fries early in the show?
Yeah.
Because my news feed is filled with all kinds of potato news today.
Yes. It is. Fried potatoes, bad for you.
I put the dictators up on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Yeah, could have been.
What about, I'm looking at the thing about roasted potatoes. Are they okay? Or just potatoes in general bad?
No, fried. It's fried.
Fried. Yeah. It's the fried stuff that's bad?
Mashed is fine.
So what if you take the, I guess they've already been fried. If you get the frozen French fries and make them in the oven, but they've already been pre-fried,
yeah. Right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're fried.
Have they been fried already? I don't think so.
No. Oh, that's true. You can't just oven them. Yeah,
you can oven bake the frozen
fries.
Sure.
Damn right.
They're not as good.
No. I get baked chips.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
But not as good.
They're not as greasy, obviously, as the fried ones, but they're pretty good. They'll do the trick.
That's why I just stick to Doritos. They're corn chips.
There you go.
They're not fried or baked.
Yeah.
They're healthy.
I've always heard that about Doritos.
They're not potatoes.
They're completely healthy. Yeah, we'll always take those calls about open relationships.
Well, some of the other reasons that you may want an open relationship, according to MSN.
So you can bang somebody else.
Right, in various...
Because you don't want to be yelled at by two chicks.
Manifestations.
No. You know, most of you guys are yelled at by one girl. And you put up with it or you deal with it because it's called a relationship.
And then you have a daughter and you get NXT.
Oh, my God. You're right, Craig. God. Sorry, I'm hitting into that territory. And you got two of them bitching
sure.
at you.
God.
You're an idiot.
That'll last for a while, and then she'll just love you to death.
She loves me, but when she agrees with her mom sometimes on issues concerning me.
Oh,
imagine that.
And since mom is wrong, right. Holy cow. Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have that issue. Right.
So, another one of the reasons you may want an open relationship, having nothing to do.
Somebody was bitching about, we were in a car, all four of us, and my dad last night, and... It was, I don't want to kill him conversation, something about, Madison was talking to her, my wife about some better period or something. There was like a conversation with those two, but it was somebody else too. And Ryder goes, yeah, we always say when the girls at school are mean, they're on their period. I said, you're right. And that's actually as we got into the garage and I turned the car off, he says that. I said, it's because they are. That was it. I go, that's because they are. And I got out of the car.
And he ran for the house.
And then my dad, of course, he didn't say anything. He's, he had three daughters and a wife.
He's smart enough to say nothing.
Oh, he's smart enough to say nothing. But it's like, I said, you're right. And I got out of the car.
Ed was just
I'm not going to tell Ryder any different. If the girls are school bitching at you, they're probably that time.
Yeah. Not, it could be your fault because you're a prick.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going there. I'm telling them the truth.
It's not about you.
And it couldn't have worked any better, too, because we weren't any further. We had just gotten in the garage. And he said it. I said, they're right. And I got out of the car.
I'm out of here.
God. I dropped the mic on that one.
And we've got more open relationship stuff.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
More reasons why you should have an open relationship. And your wife should say, yeah, that's great when we get back. Okay, it's not going to go like that.
I want the guy. I want the exact opposite of that New Mexico chick. I want the 50-year-old guy with a 40-year-old wife and a 25-year-old girl toy.
And a teaching job.
Yeah, I love that story. We said, she can't teach anywhere ever again.
If it's going to be the complete opposite of that situation.
She's not allowed to teach anymore.
That was great.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.